نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا موسى تسع آيات بينات فاسأل بني إسرائيل إذ جاءهم فقال له فرعون إني لأظنك يا فرعون يا موسى مسحورا قال لقد علمت ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر وإني لأظنك يا فرعون مسبورا صدق الله العظيم. Now this is the last section of Surah Bani Israel, and there is a similarity between the first section of Surah Bani Israel which we read last night and this last section. In the first section, as we saw last night, there was a mention of the history of Bani Israel. Twice they reached zenith, power, glory. Twice they were persecuted and chastised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, that began with the Exodus, when the Bani Israel had left Egypt. Here what happened before that, in Egypt, while Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards Fir'aun and his chieftains, and as a savior for the Bani Israel. So now the mention is of that part of that history. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيَّنَاتٍ. And we gave Moses 9 signs which were very clear, 9 miracles. First of all, 2 miracles that were given to him in the first instance. One was that his staff turned into serpent. Other was that when he took out his hand, it was bright as sun, without any disease. But afterwards, the famine, the sea, the storm, locusts, lice, frogs, and rain of blood. These were the signs which were shown as a proof that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the messenger of Allah. But Fir'aun rejected all of them. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ فَصَلْ مَنِ إِسْرَائِيلَ إِسْجَاهُمْ. And we had given Moses alayhi salatu wasalam 9 clear signs. Now you can ask Bani Israel, the children of Israel, what happened when Moses came to them. فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرْعَوْنَ. But Fir'aun said to him, to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ مَسْحُورًا. I think, Moses, you have been bewitched. Some magic has overtaken you. The same thing which was being said of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Makkah. The same thing was said about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in Egypt. قَالَ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave him the answer in the same coin. قَالَ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنزَلَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَصَائِرَ. You very well know that all these signs which I have shown you were not sent down except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of all the heavens and the earth, to open your eyes. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ مَسْبُورًا. And I think, O Fir'aun, you are going to be doomed and destroyed. فَأَرَادَ يَسْتَفِزَّهُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Now Fir'aun tried to erase them from the land, to kill them all. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُ. Instead of the Bani Israel being killed, we drowned him. أَغْرَقْنَاهُ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ جَمِيعًا. Or all of his armies and chieftains, they were all drowned in the sea. فَقُلْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And then we said to Bani Israel, اُسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضِ. Now you live in this world. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جَيْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. When the promise of the Akhirah will come to pass, then we shall bring you back rolled up as a crowd. Now what does this mean? This means, you know, when this world will come to an end and all human beings will have to go to the plane of Hashr, which we call, where they will be accounted for their deeds and whatever they said. So this is all people, all humanity will be brought over there. But here, particularly for Bani Israel, what does it mean? I think so, that Bani Israel have been in the condition of diaspora for nearly 2000 years. In the year 70, I told you yesterday, in the year 70, Titus, the Roman general, He conquered to suppress the rebellion of the Jews in Jerusalem. He massacred 133,000 people in one day, Jews. Also took 63,000 as captives and slaves and demolished the second temple, which was built in the Mecca, during the Maccabi kingdom, and turned them out, the Bani Israel, go away from Jerusalem and go away from Palestine. That was the beginning of their diaspora. They went to Europe, they went to Russia, they went to Asia, they went to Africa and so on and so forth. And they went to the Asian countries. So this diaspora came to an end. When? In this century, in the year 1917. Well, you know, the Britishers, they allowed them, because Palestine was under their mandate. So they allowed the Jews, you can come back in Palestine and you can settle over here. You can buy houses, property, fields, etc., etc. 1917, starting from the year 70 AD to 1917. What it does it come to? 1800 and something. For this long period, they were not able to enter into Palestine. But now they are being gathered there, because now their final end will come, when there is going to be a big confrontation. The next surah, Surah Kahf, will begin with it. The Al-Malhamatul Uzma, the biggest war of the history of the world. And there will be massacres. And this Ummah, Yahud, they will be finished, exterminated. Like the old nations to whom the messengers of Allah were sent. The nation of Nuh and Hud and Salih, etc. The same thing will happen to them at the hands of Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam, who is going to return back. He was raised alive to the heavens and he will descend down. So this is why now the Jews are being, you know, collected in one land, so that their greater Israel becomes their greater graveyard. If they have spread over the whole of the world, you know, then the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have to be universal. No, you gather them, come here, gather here, so that in one strike you are all finished. This is going to happen, inshallah. وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. In the first section of the surah also, after mentioning the four periods of the history of Bani Israel, then there was the ayah, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. In the same way here also, after mentioning a part of the history of Bani Israel, now, وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. With truth we have sent down this Quran, and it has come down the truth. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَزِيرًا. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but only as a giver of the glad tidings and as a warner. قُلْ آمِنُوا وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَاهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُقْسٍ وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. And this Quran we have sent down to you piecemeal, not whole of it at once, bit by bit, so that you may recite it to the people with intervals. And نَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. And we have sent down it gradually. قُلْ آمِنُوا بِهِ أَوْ لَا تُؤْمِنُوا. Say to them, O people, whether you believe in this Quran or you know, don't believe. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ. Those people to whom knowledge was given before this Quran, إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, when this Quran is recited unto them, يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَسْقَانِ سُجَّدًا, they fall on their faces on the ground in prostration. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنْ كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا. Glory is for our Lord. And verily, the promise of our Lord had to be fulfilled. This was the promise. You know, in Deuteronomy, one of the books, five books of Bible, in 18:18, chapter 18 and verse 18, this is the prophecy. I will raise from among their brothers a messenger like you, O Moses, and I will put my word in his mouth, and he will then say to them what I would like him to say. This is the prophecy according to which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people who had knowledge, the ulama, The knowledgeable people among Bani Israel, they knew it. So those people, when they listened to Quran, they fell on the ground in procession and they said, Subhana Rabbina, in kana wa'du Rabbina la maf'ula. Glory be to our Lord. Definitely, the promise of our Lord had to be fulfilled. وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ يَبْقُونَ وَيَسِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا. And they fall down on their faces weeping. And this increases in them the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ayat of sajda. So please make a sajda. Bismillah awwalahu wa akhirah. Now the last two ayat. قُلِ دُوا اللَّهَ عَبِدُوا الرَّحْمَانِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O people, call upon Allah or call upon Rahman. It makes no difference. Ayyamma tad'u, whomsoever you are calling, falahul asma'ul husna, all the beautiful names are for him. There was a controversy in Makkah because they knew the name Allah. They used it. Quran has also adapted the word Allah. Yes. But Quran introduced other names of Allah also. And in the other names, most prominent is Rahman. It comes in Quran many times. 113 times in the ayah Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Arabs used to say, who is this Rahman? We don't know. Allah we know. But who is this Rahman? So now Allah is saying, what does it make? What difference does it make? He is one. He is the creator. He is the Lord. He is the sustainer. He is one. All good names belong to him. So you call him by the name of Allah or you call him by the name of Rahman, it makes no difference. قُلِ دُوا اللَّهَ عَبِدُوا الرَّحْمَانَ اَيَّمَّا تَدُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِسَلَاتِكَ وَلَا تُخَافِتْ بِيَا. And when praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't make your voice loud. Also don't keep it very low. وَابْتَغِ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. Try to have something in between. Balance. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. And say, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah is very important. It is in a way equal to Suratul Ikhlas. All the things which are included in four ayat of Suratul Ikhlas are here in one ayah. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Number one, say, all praise belongs to Allah. الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. Who didn't take a son to him. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ in Suratul Ikhlas. He didn't take a son to him. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. And there has been no partner with him in sovereignty. He is the sovereign. لَهُ الْمُلْكِ. Sovereignty belongs to him and him alone. سَرْوَرِ زَيْبَا فَقَتُ الزَّاتِ بِهَمْتَاكُ هَي. حُکْمَرَا هَي اِكْ وَهِي بَاقِي مُتَانِ عَذْرِ. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الزُّلْ. And there has been no helper or friend for him because of any weakness. You have friends and you think a friend will come in some time of need, he will help me. And that is why you keep the friendship. And that is why you have to somehow, sometimes, accept his wrong demand also. Well, he is my friend, I have to accept his thing, although it's wrong. But I have to accept he is my friend. Maybe tomorrow I need his help. There's no such friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't need any help. Allah is all powerful. He has awliya. All the Ahl Iman, the believers are awliya of Allah. But this is not due to any weakness. This is not because he needs some help. وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. And magnify him with all the magnification. Now what is magnify? Make him great, great, great. Not only say, we think saying Allahu Akbar, it is takbir. Yes, it is takbir. But this is the beginning of takbir. The end of takbir is you make Allah supreme, his command supreme. He becomes the ruler. His law is enforced. His system that he has given in the form of Deenul Haq, it becomes supreme. Then he will be great. Otherwise, he is not great. Constitution of United States of America is greater than Allah. And Supreme Court is greater than Allah. And everything, you know, Parliament, Senate, Congress, they are greater than Allah. They can pass any law against the law of Sharia. They can pass. So Allah is not great. He is great, no doubt. But you have to make him really great, actually great, when his greatness is established. So this ayah, you know, in five different ways, it is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this tawheed in a very comprehensive universe. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Magnify him, make him great. Now we come to the next surah, Suratul Kahf. Now please note, these two surahs, Surah Bani Israel and Surah Kahf, are a very beautiful example of a very beautiful pair of surahs. Number one, they are absolutely equal in size. 12 sections of Surah Bani Israel, 12 sections of Surah Kahf. Ayat in Bani Israel, 111. In Kahf, 110. Only difference of one ayah. Then, Bani Israel started with Subhanallah. Subhanallazi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa. This is starting Alhamdulillahi allazi anzala ala abdihi alkitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. This tasbih, tahmid, they are joined together. According to a hadith, the Prophet said, At-tasbihu nisful mizan wa alhamdulillahi tamlauhu. You know the scale of the day of judgment. Half will be full by tasbih and takbir will fill it. So tasbih and takbir. Surah Bani Israel starting with tasbih. Subhanallazi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa. And Surah Kahf, alhamdulillah. Next thing you know, must note, that the last ayah of Surah Bani Israel is Qulil hamdulillah. And here the next surah is beginning alhamdulillah. As if the command which was there in the last ayah, it's being actively and actually it is being obeyed here. Alhamdulillah. Then I told you that in the center of both these surahs, there is the story of Iblis and Adam. The ayat in the beginning of the sixth section of this surah, ayat in the beginning of the sixth section of Bani Israel. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. So these are the similarities. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. All praise belongs to Allah who has sent down on his bondsman Abd. Here could be Rasulihi. But Allah prefers the word Abd. This is higher level for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than Rasul. We think Risalat is higher than Abdiyat. No, no, no. In Abdiyat, you face your Lord. In Risalah, you are facing the people to whom you are talking. So actually, Abd is a higher status than Risalah. Abdiyat. In the same way we found in Surah Bani Israel. Subhanallazi asra bi'abdihi layla minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa. Not Rasulihi. Alhamdulillah allazi anzala ala abdihi alkitab wa lam yajal lahu iwaja. Also in Surah Al-Furqan, Tabarak allazi nazzal al-Furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil alamin nasira. So all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has sent down on his bondsman, on his servant, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-kitab, this book. Wa lam yajal lahu iwaja. And he has placed no distortion in this book. It's a very plain book, very clear book. Kitabun Mubin. Qayyaman. Straight. Absolutely straight. لَيُنْزِرَ بَعْسًا شَدِيدًا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ. So that he warned of a very big war which will come from your Lord. Now, Basa and Bas here has been translated as a big punishment also. But in Quran we find, when this word is used as a plural, basa, there can be any type of turmoil, hunger, famine, etc., etc., drought, all these are basa. But when it is singular, bas, heen al-bas, bas means war. So actually, the prophecies of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding al-malhamatul uzma, a very big war which is going to be fought. And we find this also in the Christian tradition. You might have heard Armageddon. Armageddon is coming. Now the Christians say it's coming. It's very near. And if you consult a dictionary about this word, you will find a very big war which will be fought between the forces of evil and good before the end of this world. This is the dictionary meaning of Armageddon. So, in the Revelations, the last book of New Testament is Revelation of St. John. And in the prophecies of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is mention of a very big war. So that he warns people of a very big war. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And he should give the glad tidings to the believers. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ Who not only believe, also do good deeds. أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ حَسَنًا For them will be a very beautiful, very goodly reward. مَا كِسِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا And they will abide in it forever, forever. وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا And he should warn those people who have said that Allah has taken a son. Now this is the mention of Christians. You know, who at this time are controlling this globe? Who are they? Christians. Jews are controlling the Christians. But Christians are controlling the whole world. But actually Christians, you know, they are the big powers. This America, Europe, everything, everywhere. Then, you know, in the East also. The Philippines, who? Christians. And now Timur divided. And, you know, half of it is now a Roman Catholic state. In Africa, Christians. They are not allowing the Muslims in Nigeria to establish the Sharia law. Many thousand Muslims were massacred. Why? Because they wanted to establish the law of Sharia in Nigeria. A Muslim majority country. But they don't let it do it. So this is what is happening now. And what is going to be, there is a prophecy of the Prophet. Armies from 80 countries, Christian countries, will come and invade Middle East. And under each flag, there will be 12,000 people. So, if you multiply 12,000 and 80, what it comes to? About 1 million people will be there. Nearly 1/3 of the 1 million were there in the Gulf War also. Now whole this NATO, it is being harnessed afresh, anew, strengthened and expanded. What for? For whom? There is no threat. They say there is a threat from the Muslim fundamentalists. Anyhow. وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا And he should warn those who have said that Allah has taken for himself a son. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ They don't have any knowledge of it. وَلَا لِعَبَائِهِمْ Nor their elder fathers, forefathers had any knowledge. كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ Very grievous is the word that is coming out of their mouths. Very insulting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنْ يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا They are not seeing except what is it? It's a lie, a big lie. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ So Muhammad, maybe that you kill yourself in grief over the consequences that are going to take place. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ The consequences of this, you know, dogma of Trinity, this accepting Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam as son of God. So, begotten son of God, begotten. So, actually, they say, he is the begotten, the only begotten son of God. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ Now, the doom that is going to come to them, maybe that due to the grief, you may perish. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسْفَسْفَ If they don't come to believe in this Quran, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَعَدَ الْأَرْضِ زِينَةَ اللَّهَ We have made whatever is on this earth an adornment for it. These skyscrapers of Manhattan, these high-rise buildings, these big bridges, these highways, these gardens, these, you know, parks, what are they? They are like ornaments, just as a woman. She uses ornaments. These are the ornaments for this world, for this earth. Inna jalna ma'ada lardi zinatan laha. It's an adornment for them. لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلَا So that we should try and test them. Who among them are the doers of the good deeds? What does it mean? This world is very beautiful. Allah is the most beautiful. Now you love either this world or Allah. This is the test. If you love this world, you have failed. If you love Allah, live here. Use it. But don't love it. Live in this world. Use it. But don't love it. Your love should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the crux of the matter. لَيَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَإِنَّا لَجَعَلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. And we are definitely going to make all that is on it, on the earth, a barren soil. When this hour will come, as-sa'ah, everything will perish. These skyscrapers, nothing. The whole earth will become a plain thing. Without any mountains. Mountains will also disappear. There will be la iwaja, wala amta. No height, no depth. It will all be a single plain earth. And on that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will come down. And all the malaika will come down. Waja rabbuka wal malaku saffan saffa. Wajiya yawma izim bi jahannam. And then, you know, the hell will be brought before their eyes. So all these things are going to happen. Am hasibta anna ashab al-kahfi wal raqim kanu min ayatina ajaba. Now this surah has two stories. One of the people of Kahf, the people of cave. That is in the beginning. Other is the story of Zulqarnain. That is near the end. Now actually these were the questions asked by the Quraysh of Makkah from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the instigation of the Jews. Well, Jews sent them the message that we have come to know that a person amongst you, Muhammad, named Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is claiming to be a messenger of Allah, to be a prophet. Well, you ask him three questions. If you can answer them, then maybe he is a messenger. Who were the people of the cave? What was the story of the people of the cave? Who was Zulqarnain? What is the story? And what is spirit? What is ruh? Now the answer to the third question is given in Surah Bani Israel. يَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They are asking you about ruh. Tell them, ruh is from the command of my Lord. And you have not been given from the knowledge, but a very little. So you can't understand. The reality of ruh you can't understand. It's the command of Allah. But these two questions are answered here. First of all, this is Ashabul Kahf. And from this is the name of this surah, Suratul Kahf. أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were among our very, very big signs? You may think that this is a very big sign. For us, it is nothing. Some people remained alive but sleeping for 300 years. What happened? For Allah, it is nothing. But you think it's a very big sign. Now, what is the story? In the second century of Christian era, Roman Empire was pagan, worshipping idols, their mythology, gods and goddesses. And when Christianity was spreading in the Roman Empire, those who accepted the message of Jesus, they were persecuted badly. So in the days of Decius, which we call in Urdu Daqiyadus, Decius was the emperor of Rome in the second century. In his time, some youth, they accepted Christianity. And Christianity was the deen at that time. Hazrat Masih was the messenger of Allah. And Muhammad had not as yet come, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was the true deen of Allah. So they became, so to say, Muslims and Muwahids. But now, they were brought to the king. And the king said, I give you 7 days. Either you come back to the religion of your forefathers, or then you will be stoned to death. Now these people went back, they thought, what can we do? So they consulted each other, let us go to some cave and stay there and see what Allah does. Left the city, gave there, and this happened in a city, Ephesus. Ephesus, this was in the present day Turkey. That was the Roman Empire. And it was in this country, this city, Ephesus. When they went in that cave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them sleep. And they kept sleeping for 300 years. Now, what happened during these 300 years? Constantine, the emperor of Rome, he accepted Christianity in the year 300 AD, in the beginning of the 4th century. Now, the whole empire, Christian, the Roman Empire is Christian. Now, when they got up in the 5th century, it was the day of the emperor Theodosius. Now, they got up and they thought, how much have we lived here? For how long had we stayed in this cave? Some said, maybe one day or a part of a day. The other said, oh, leave it. We are hungry. Give this silver piece, coin, to someone. He should go and find some good food, clean, halal, so that we can take the food. When one that person came in the city and he presented his coin, well, there was, you know, people said, where did you get this coin? It is 300 old years coin. How did you get it? Maybe you have some treasure. You have found a treasure. So there was, in this way, people came to know that this was the story. They are the people. Because about them, you know, when they had disappeared, their account was written on a tablet and put in the treasure by the emperor. So that is why they are called Ashabul Kahf and of Raqim. Ashabul Kahf wa Raqim, the inscription. So that was taken out from the treasure and they found they are the people. And they have been sleeping here in this cave for 300 long years. But then they went there back into the cave and then they died. And then the people now, because they were Christians now, so they decided that they will make a place of worship on that cave. So this is the story. And this story is found in Gibbon's book, Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. Story of Seven Sleepers. This Gibbon has written. Now I read the text of the Quran. أَمْ حَسِبْتَ عَنْدَ أَصْحَابَ الْكَافِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. Do you think that this matter which happened with the people of cave and inscription, it is one of our very great signs? Is أَوَلْ فِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَافِ. When those youth came to the cave, قَالُوا, and they said, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh, our Lord, give us from your own stores mercy. وَحَيَّ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْدُنَا رَشَدًا. And provide us for us rectitude in our affair. Salvation. فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ أَذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَافِ سَنِينَ عَدَدًا. So we sealed up on their ears for some ears. That is, they went to sleep. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا. Then we raised them up. لِنَعْلَمَا. So that we know. أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِسُوا أَمَدًا. Which of the two parties has kept correct, you know, understanding of how long they had been there? نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَاهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Now in these three ayat, the whole crux of the matter has been given, but the detail is now coming. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَاهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are going to narrate on you their story. With truth, innahum fityatun, they were a few youths. Amanu bi rabbihim, who believed in their Lord, in tawheed, wazidnahum huda, and we increased them in guidance. We gave them more guidance, more yaqeen, more taqwa. Warabatna ala qulubihim, and we strengthened their hearts when they stood, that means they stood in the court of the emperor. فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they said and proclaimed over there, our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا. We are not going to pray to any other God except Him. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا. If we say that, it will be very exceedingly wrong thing. هَاُولَٰئِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا. These people, this nation, they have taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other gods also, alongside the big God written by capital G, God. With capital G, God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. But with small letter G, gods and goddesses, thousands of them. So they have adopted gods besides God. هَاُولَٰئِ قَوْمُنَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْ لَا يَعْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. Why don't they produce a clear proof thereof? فَمَنْ أَظْلَمَ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Who is more wrongdoing than the person who is forging lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذِي اَتَذَلْتُمُوهُمْ. And now then they were given, you know, only 7 days. Make a decision. Either you leave this deen of Tawheed, come back to the mythology, Roman mythology, or you will be stoned to death. Now they consulted each other. وَإِذِي اَتَذَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Now that you have left them, and whom they are worshipping except Allah, فَاوُوا إِلَى الْكَهَفْ. Now let us go to some cave. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. Your Lord will spread for you the bedding of His mercy. وَيُهَيَّ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. And He will produce for you in your matters ease. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ. Now what was the position of the cave? Its mouth was towards the opening was towards the north. So when the sun rose from the east, no direct sun was going into the cave. Indirect light, just as we have the north light, you know, shells are made for big factories and mills, etc. So the sun should not go directly, the rays of the sun, but light should go indirectly. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ. And you might have seen the sun when it rose, inclined from their cave towards the right. وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. And when it set, passed by them on the left. وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْهُ. And they were there in a broad place in the cave. The mouth or opening of the cave was small. Inside, the cave was wide. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. Whomsoever Allah guides, He is the only rightly guided person. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ. And whom He sends astray, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. You will not find for Him anybody who is protector and who can direct Him to the right path. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا. Had you seen them in that position, you would have thought that they are awake. وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ. But they were actually asleep. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. And we kept on turning them to the right, to the left. So that they shouldn't have the bad sores, you know, if they are lying on their back continuously. So there will be sores. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is turning them from left to right to left. نُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَقَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَسِيدِ. And along with them was their dog. Maybe a bulldog, you know, very frightening dog. And it was sitting at the threshold of that cave, extending its arms. لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُولَيْتَ مِنْهُمْ رَوْبًا. If you would have passed by chance and glanced, you would have run away from there in fright. And you must have been, you know, frightened to see this scene. This big dog sitting in the door, you know. Although the door was also asleep, the dog was also asleep or dead, whatsoever. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ. And now we raised them up, awoke them. لَيَتَسَعَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ. So they asked between themselves. قَالَ قَائِلُ مِنْهُمْ. One of them said, كَمْ لَبِسْتُمْ. How long have you been here? قَالُوا لَبِسْنَا يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمًا. They said, maybe one day. How much a man sleeps? One day or a part of a day? يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ عَلَمُ بِمَا لَبِسْتُمْ. Then they said, leave it. Your Lord knows best how much period you have been here. فَبْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ. Now send one of you, بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ, with this piece of silver, إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ, to the city. فَلْيَنْزُرْ. Then he should go and see, أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا, which is the food which is pure and which is clean. فَلْيَعْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِّنْهُ. And he should bring some food, some provision from it. وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ, and he should behave courteously. وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا, he shouldn't fall out with anybody, you know. Then they will say who he is and where are his companions. So, you know, then we are here hiding. لَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. Now those who have opened this Quran-e-Majeed with them, they should note this word, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. This is the exact center of Quran regarding the numbers of the alphabets, not words, alphabets. Even the alphabets have been counted. In yatalattaf, ta belongs to the first half and lam belongs to the second half. And here, according to the number of the letters of Quran, this is exact half. إِنَّهُمْ إِنْ يَيَذْرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ, if they prevail upon you, يَرْجُمُوكُمْ, they will stone you to death. أَوْ يُعِيدُوكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ, or they will force you to go back to their deen, their religion. وَلَنْ تُفْلِهُ إِذَنْ أَبَدًا, and in that way you will never be able to prosper and succeed. وَكَذَلِكَ عَصَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, in this way we disclose their matter to them, to the people of the city. لَيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, so that they come to know that the promise of Allah is true. وَإِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, and as for the fixed hour of doomsday, there's no doubt in it. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can keep some people living for 300 long years, can't he resurrect you from the dead? So if this became an argument, because at that time there was an argument going on between people. How people will be resurrected? How is it possible? How can we understand it? So now this sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came before them. And they came to know these are the people, these who had left, you know, who had fled, who had run away. And we couldn't find them anywhere. And their account was written on some tablet. And that was placed in the prayer. And that, you know, tablet was taken out. Oh yes, they are the people. And they have been there for 300 years. Second century of Christian era, they entered the cave. Fifth century of Christian era, they came out. إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ, it seems that after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to death. They died then. And now these people, they closed the opening so that it became a collective grave for them, that cave. Now they were fighting with each other. إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ فَقَالُوا ابْنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا, and they said, we should erect some very big building for them, so that people should know who were they. Very, very big saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah kept them alive for 300 years. قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرَهِمْ, so the people who prevailed in this affair, they decided, لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا, we shall construct a mosque here to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A memorial, you know. A memorial to them, devoted to them. سَيَقُولُونَ سَلَاسَةٌ رَابِهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ, they will say that they were three and fourth was their dog. وَيَقُولُونَ خَمْسَةٌ سَادِسُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ, and some people say they were five and sixth was their dog. رَجْمَمْ بِالْغَيْبِ, this is conjecturing about the unseen, guessing the unknown. They don't know. They don't have the knowledge. وَيَقُولُونَ سَبْعَةٌ وَسَامِنُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ, and some say that they were seven and the eighth was their dog. This style, you know, in between the lines says that actually this is the correct figure. Seven, سَبْعَةٌ وَسَامِنُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ, and eighth of among them was the dog. قُلْ رَبِّي عَالَمُ بِعِدَّتِهِمْ, but this is not an issue we should be argued about. Say them, my Lord best knows about their number. مَا يَعْلَمُ مِنْ لَا قَلِيلٍ, people don't know them except a few. فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَانْ ظَاهِرًا, so don't argue with them, only outward contentions and that's all. وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, and don't ask anybody also about this. But this was necessary to be told to you. This was the reality. And this is sufficient for you. Don't try to go into details. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا, And never say, this is very important, never say, I shall definitely do this thing tomorrow. Never say this. Illa yasha Allah. Always add, if Allah wills. I intend to do it, but I will be able to do it only if Allah permits, if there is the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wills, only. Illa yasha Allah. Now these words, they represent our culture of monotheism, tawheed. Whenever something good comes to you, alhamdulillah. You are thirsty, you had water to drink, and what you do say? Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah. You see something which is nice, which is beautiful. The flower, very beautiful flower. What do you say? Subhanallah. You know, seeing everything, but remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see something which pleases you. You will find in the next, you know, section. MashaAllah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. It's the same way. I shall do this. I intend to do it. Inshallah. I will go. Although the car is ready. I got it serviced. You know, and the tank is full. Gas is there. Well, I can go. No. I will not be able to go unless Allah permits. And there is a tradition behind this ayah. Actually, when these questions were said to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these three questions, he thought that Jibreel comes daily. So, this night when he comes, I will ask and tell them. So he said, okay, tomorrow I will give you the answer. Now, Allah disapproved of it. He should not have said this. He should have said, inshallah. So, because this was a mistake. Now, Jibreel is not coming. One day gone, 2 days gone, 3 days gone. Now, people are laughing. Finished. Failed. What happened to you? Where is your angel? Where is the wahi? Then when wahi came, this instruction was also, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Never say for anything that I will do this tomorrow, except if Allah wishes, if Allah permits. وَاسْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ. And if you forget, and then when you remind yourself and you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then say, وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. It's possible that my Lord leads me, guides me to something which is better than this. I intend to do this, but maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends something better for me. Why should I decide that I have to do this? I leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He decrees, if He permits, well, okay. It will happen. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for me something which is better than this. Asa yahdiyani rabbi li aqtaba min hadha rashada. Wa labisu fi kahfihim 300 sanin wa zadadu 9. And they remained in their cave for 300 years. And some people have added 9 years to them. The explanation of some of the mufassirin is that they were 300 years according to the solar calendar. But as for the lunar calendar, in each century, three years increase. So according to the lunar calendar, it was 309 years. So both figures are correct. وَلَبِسُوا فِي كَافِهِمْ سَلَاسَ مِيَةٍ سِنِينَ. And they remained in their cave for 300 years, was دَادُوا تِسَا. And added to it were 9. قُلِ اللَّهُ عَلَمُ بِمَا لَبِسُوا. Again, this is not very important. Say, my Lord knows best how much they remained, for what period they remained over there. لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Him belongs all the unseen of the heavens and the earth. أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمَعْ. How excellent seer He is, and how excellent hearer He is. مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ. There is no friend for them, no protector for them except Him. وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحْدًا. And He doesn't make partner anybody in His authority. لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكُ فِي الْمُلْكِ. We have read in the last ayah of Surah Bani Israel. وَلِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكُ فِي الْمُلْكِ. There has been no partner with Him in kingdom as a king. He is all powerful. And here again the same thing. وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا. He doesn't include anybody in his authority. وَطْلُ مَا عُيَا إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you recite what has been revealed to you from the book of your Lord. لَا مُبَدَّلِ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ. Nobody can change its words. وَلَن تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. And you will not find any refuge except with him. I told you that the great, you know, that was going on, the pressures on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in those circumstances, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pay more attention to the wealthy people, to the important chiefs. That if they accept me, then the Muslims will be strengthened. Our position will be strong in Makkah. So he used to pay more attention to the wealthy and to the more important elite of Makkah. But there were poor people also. Bilal and, you know, Khabab ibn al-Arat. There were slaves. This hurt them. That Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is paying more attention towards them. They are rich. They are chiefs. But not to us. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you must pay more attention to your poorer companions. وَطْلُ مَا هُيَا إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. Recite. And this is the source of strength for you and your companions. Whatever has been revealed to you from the book of your Lord, nobody can change its words. And you will not find any refuge except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. And content yourself along with those who call upon their Lord morning and evening. These fuqara'i sahaba, the companions, the poor people who are calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's praying in the morning also, in the evenings also. Yuriduna wajhahu. They intend only the face of Allah, that is, His pleasure. They want that Allah be pleased with us. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And let not your eyes pass beyond them, seeking the pomp and glitter of this world. These, you know, Rausa, and these chieftains, and these rich people, they have all the glitter, and they, you know, seem very important, but you should not pay more attention to them. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. And don't follow or don't give importance to those whose hearts we have deprived from our remembering. وَاتَّبَعْ هَوَاهُ. And they are following their wishes and lusts. وَكَانَ عَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And their all affairs are very much extreme. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. And you should say to them plainly, this is the truth from your Lord which I am presenting before you. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whosoever wills should believe. Whosoever wills, he should disbelieve. It's your choice. I have only to convey to you. قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. I'm not going to request you. No. No, no matter of request. I have before put before you the truth from your Lord. Now it's your choice. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whosoever decides, he can become a mu'min. He becomes a believer. Whosoever wants to disbelieve and deny, okay, he is free. But, inna a'tadna lizzalimina nara. But for these evildoers, we have prepared fire. You have the authority. Choice is yours. Go this way or that way. But the result in the hereafter is going to be very different. In the hereafter, we have prepared the fire for them who disbelieve Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who reject Quran. Inna atadna li zalimina naran ahata bihi suradiquha. This nar, whose smoke and flames will surround them like the walls and roof of a tent. Wa yastaghisu yughasu bima'in kalbuhl. And if they will ask for water, they will be given, you know, the molten copper which will burn and roast their mouths. Yashvil wujuh, mesa sharab. Very bad thing to drink. وَسَعَتْ مُرْتَفَقَا and very bad place to rest over there. That is this Jahannam. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم.